I don't know if you know this, Mr. Felder. I just found this up before I came into the Rockline Studios today. That song, and specifically some guitar work on that by a guy named Don Felder, honored on the website aboutguitars.com as one of the best guitar solos of all time.
Wow, what an honor.
It ranks number 8.
Wow, fantastic.
Now, what do you think was number 1 on the guitar solos of all time list?
It would have to be either Clapton, Hendrix, or Page.
Page.
Yeah.
Jimmy Page in Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, oh, of course.
And at number 2, a guy named Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, yeah, of course.
In a song called Eruption, a certain Van Halen tune. And I won't do the whole list, but Freebird, Alan Collins and Gary Rossington ranked at number 3. Okay, Hotel California. Have you been to Todos Santos, north of Cabo?
I haven't. I've only heard different rumors from different people who have had the misfortune of going there. Oh, I should say the fortune of going there, yeah.
No, it's a beautiful town, actually.
Yeah.
There's a Hotel California there.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
And they have great margaritas in that courtyard. But you guys have nothing to do with that hotel.
No, I don't think we've had anything to do with it, and I don't think anybody that was ever in the Eagles, as far as I know, ever went there. So,
Well, let's hope that the developers don't ruin Todos Santos and turn it into Cabo. Not that that's a bad place, but it's a little overbuilt right now.
Yeah.
Are we going to another Eagles tune, I think, here? We're going to go to a caller here. It's Troy in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Troy.
Yeah.
Walk on here. What's up?
Hey, Don. In the late 80s there, back, I think it was in New York, Binghamton, New York, you were involved in a project with Stevie Nicks. I was wondering, did that ever pan out? And did you, get to spend some quality time with her? Oh, and that Lou Reed tune. Remember Sweet Jane off the Live Rock and Roll Animal? Did you, in fact, do a cover of that?
No, I didn't. I've never done a cover of that. And the only really involvement I've had with Stevie Nicks, other than just being kind of a close friend from time to time, is I worked on a couple of her records, did some session work on some of her solo records, Belladonna, and had a great time working on some of her tracks and just kind of helping her do her solo record. So.
The Wild Heart, you did some work on that too, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, Troy, thank you very much for calling from Oklahoma City and hanging with Rockline. 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625. Tony's got in for Bob Coburn, who's recovering from the scalpel. We'll let him tell you the story in just a bit. Why don't you set up Victim of Love for us, Don?
Well, actually, it was a track that we were trying to put together songs to make another album, and we were in a bit of a panic coming off of one of these nights, and so I had a little four-track TX reel-to-reel tape recorder in one of my back bedrooms, and one of my pastimes would I'd go back there and try to write tracks. I'd write guitar tracks, and so I wrote this one track that was basically pretty much Victim of Love, but it didn't really have a title. It was just a track, and right. So I think we were playing it, and Henley nicknamed it Iron Lung, because it sounded like, it was like, gong, 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 gong. It sounded like an iron lung going on, so its working title was Iron Lung, and then when we finally wrote the lyrics to it, and it became Victim of Love.
With
a lot of help from J.D. Souther, who was great. As far as he was probably the most unknown, unrecognized eagle in the bunch, that he was kind of the invisible eagle, except all of a sudden his lyrics would show up in our songs, really great lyrics and songs.
Great guy.
Really a great guy.
Folks, it's Iron Lung, Victim of Love, Felder with the Eagles on Rockline.